7, finding me. Molly Stavey, parents' day.
Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadvaktaya Namah Yam Pravajanta Manupeta Mapeta Krityam Dvaipayana Viraha Taruva Juhava Putreti Tanmaitara Taruva Benidus Tam Sarva Bhuta Hridaya Muni Manatosmi Bhaktya Vihinaya Paralakshaye Chittasya Kamadita Rangamadi Kripamayitvam Sharanam Prapadyam Vrindeni Charanaravindam Tvaivasmi Najivami Thambina Iti Vigyaya Radhe Thamnayaman Charanantike. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev. Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Astotra Satishi Shimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Shiksha Gurudev. Om Vishnupad Astotra Satishi Shimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. Krishna Vilasanidhi, is your husband here? Because maybe if you could ask him to come out in about 15 minutes and I can show what we have. I can show the books and tell what we have. If you can come out like maybe in a half hour, 15 minutes before Aarti, and then I'll start talking about it. So today is a very auspicious day, the day before the appearance day of our most worshipful deity, the source of all strength and the fulfillment of all the desires of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So tomorrow night we'll be discussing a fraction of an atom of her glories. And today is the appearance day of Srimati Lalita Devi, who was the first expansion of Srimati Radhika. Her most intimate girlfriend, who was a Pran Priya Sakhi, or a Param Prestha Sakhi, the most intimate Sakhi with Srimati Radhika, and will try to share an atom, a fraction of an atom of her glories, through the medium of Srila Gurudev's lecture, as well as, I think some of you have the song books here. Maybe you can pass out these few song books so that the devotees can read along when we discuss her glories from the song book. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Lalita Devi appears as Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is the private secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and anybody who would write a song or any glorification of Mahaprabhu would have to get it okayed first by Swarup Damodar, in order to be allowed to present that to the Lord. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the Gambira in Jagannath Puri, Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami is one of the 3.5 intimate servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who assist in all of his confidential pastimes in the mood of Srimati Radhika, feeling separation from Krishna when he went to Mathura and Dwarka. So I'll read the lecture that Srila Gurudev gave in 2005 in Hindi, and then it was fortunately translated. He said that Lalita Devi was born in Vrindavan in the village of Kerala 27 days before Srimati Radhika. She's older than Radhika, and therefore she takes it as her duty to instruct Radhika and give her guidance in her loving relationship with Krishna. So she was born in the village of Kerala, and then her father later on brought her to Uchigaon, where she lived always after that. Uchigaon is the place of her pastimes. There are still many remains of her having lived there that we can see even now. For example, we can see there a rock that has her footprints on it, because Krishna and his associates are full of so much love in their pastimes that the stones melt upon hearing their conversations, seeing their dancing together. And also, in order to make everything very comfortable and nourishing for Krishna and his associates, like Radharani and the gopis and the coward boys, all the land of Vrindavan would be as soft as butter. So the rocks would be like butter, so they melted easily. Everything was very soft. And then when they would go away, then the rock would become hard again and contain their imprint of their footprint. So not only her footprints, but also her utensil, the plate that she ate from, also the imprints are there. She and the other gopis used to cook for Krishna, so their cooking utensils were also imprinted in the rocks in Uchigaon. And when the sun rays, Gurudev said, when the sun rays fall on these imprints, it somehow or other makes a very dazzling show. It sparkles and everything. So all the sakis used to play with Krishna and Lalita in her village of Uchigaon. And there are many places in Uchigaon where you can see their footprints to this present day. Then everybody was sitting with Gurudev on the rocks of Govardhan. And he was saying, on the hill, there's still a slippery rock, like a slide, you know, a kid's slide, showing a specific pastime that was enacted as a marriage arena. There, the gopis arranged a special kind of play marriage for Lalita and Krishna. Not a real marriage. It was like the marriage that was once enacted by Krishna and Radha when they were young. That is, they wanted to play marry, so Brahma and the demigods came, and all of a sudden they were kids, but then they were youths. All of a sudden, and Brahma performed the marriage, and they exchanged garlands, and then everything was back to the way it was before. So this is technically known as a Gandharva marriage. In this particular pastime, this play marriage, Krishna was sitting beside Lalita, and the Sakis began to play mischievously. Vishakha Devi and the other Sakis all of a sudden tied the corner of Lalita's veil with Krishna's pitambar, his yellow shawl, like he's wearing today. Then suddenly, on the indication of Srimati Radhika, Rangadevi, who's one of the eight principal Sakis, and the other Sakis spontaneously started singing wedding songs, while Tungavidya and others, Tungavidya's like the scholar, and she and others started uttering wedding mantras. And all the rest of the Sakis started showering flowers on Krishna and Lalita. So when Lalita noticed this, she saw that something tricky was going on. So she immediately got up and started to run away. But she found that she couldn't run away because she was tied to Krishna. So then all the Sakis surrounded them and married them, their play marriage. So Gurudev said, even today, you can see signs of the marriage on that slide. They have these red marks. And the more you try to wipe the marks off the rocks, the more they become crystal clear. Although this pastime took place 5,000 years ago, you can still see the signs of the altar and marriage. So don't ask me to explain this, but even though Lalita is 27 days older than Radharani, by calculation of Titi, that time period, her appearance day falls on the day before Radharani. And she has, generally, the same loving mood towards Radha and Krishna, but still she has a little bit of an inclination towards Radharani. She takes her side. And sometimes she helps out Krishna, if she gets a bribe, for example, from Krishna. So now the song, I'll sing each verse, and I hope that you'll sing it with me, and then I'll give you Gurudev's explanation. So what page is it on? Sorry? Page 180. Lalita, I'm sorry? 188, called Lalita Devi Astakam. Okay, here we go. Radha Mukunda Parasam Bhagavana Binda. Got it? Okay, we'll start together. Everybody has it? 188. Radha Mukunda Parasambhava Garna Bindu Nirman Sharopakarani Kritadeya Laksham Uthanga Suvida Visheshava Satpragalbham Devi Gunai Sulavitam Malitam Namami. I'll read the translation. Now again, just like as we learned in the study of the Jiva Dharma in regard to Jiva Tattva, there's no really words that are equivalent to explain the thing. So similarly here, there's no English equivalent to explain the Sanskrit word pragalbha, which is the mood of Lalita. Because number one, it's English and that's a lot vitiated, degraded from the Sanskrit. And number two, it's material language and their emotions and moods and feelings have nothing to do with matter. So like here it says, I offer pranam to the haughty Sri Lalita Devi. But when we think of haughty in this world, it's like, you know, isn't she haughty? Puffed up and arrogant. So Lalita is the origin of that, but without any material inebriety. So I offer pranam because she acts like that with Krishna. She gets sarcastic, she makes him afraid because of her witty comments, but it has nothing, no comparison in a real sense, like the moon on a branch with this world. I offer pranam, so as we're hearing it, we can also pray that we get the spiritual awareness of how she's really like, which means that we'll be in the pastimes, because until we're in the pastimes, we don't get an idea. I offer pranam to the haughty Sri Lalita Devi, who is charmingly endowed with many beautiful, sweet qualities. Sulalita. Lalita also means charming. And Sulalita means sweet, beautiful qualities. She has natural expertise in all the arts. And that's also why she has that name, Lalita, meaning expertise in all the arts. Thus, her seva self manifests out of her heart. In fact, her body is made of her moods of seva to Radha and Krishna. She wipes away the glittering drops of perspiration which appear on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna when they meet. And she's perpetually immersed in the most elevated mellow of sohu drops, or undivided absorption in fulfilling all the desires of her intimate friend, Srimati Radhika. Suhrid Ras means friendship. Suhrid means friend. So Suhrid Ras is the gopi's mood of friendship towards Radharani. So then Gurudev explains that there are four kinds of sakis. Is it falling over? Oh. There are four kinds of sakis. There's swapaksha, vipaksha, suhridpaksha, and tatastapaksha. So let's say Radharani, speaking in relation to Radharani. All those who are her most intimate friends and maidservants, who she considers as her own life, and who are in her own personal party, they are called swapaksha. Paksha means party, and swa means own. Then there are her rivals, headed by Chandravali, who are called Vipaksha, means against her party. But no one can actually be against her party in the spiritual world. Everybody loves each other. But still there's rivalry in order to increase the ecstasy and the intensity of Krishna's love for Radharani and her love for Krishna. Because when you think you have a rival, then you try harder. And you feel more separation. Feeling the obstacle to meeting with the beloved, the eagerness increases. And the eagerness also increases for Krishna, because when he's with the Vipaksha Gopi, then Radharani won't speak to him anymore, and then he has to try harder to gain her pleasure again. So there's Swapakshas who are all on Radharani's party, and everybody on Radharani's party is Vipaksha to Chandrabhu's party. And then those who are Tatastha, or neutral to Radharani's party, are Surid Paksha, or friendly to Chandrabhu's party. And those who are Tatastha, or neutral to Chandrabhu's party, are Surid Paksha, or friendly to Radharani's party. And Lalita is Swapaksha. She's the head of all the Sakis and all the Manjaris in Radharani's group. Rupa Manjari is the head of all the Manjaris as a Manjari, but she's also under Lalita. So Lalita and Vishakha are examples of gopis who are Swapaksha to Radhika, and they're the head of the Swapakshas. And Chandravali is Vipaksha, Bhadra is Tatastha to Radharani, and Shamala is Suhurt, or Suhurt Paksha to Radharani. That means she'll come over and she's in favor of Radharani over any of Radharani's rivals, and she wants to assist Radharani, but she's also like a group leader. She also has her own relationship with Krishna, and Radharani respects her. She wouldn't ask Shamala to do the services that she asks Lalita. She certainly wouldn't order Shamala to do any services like she orders the Manjaris. But Shamala will come over early in the morning and ask Radharani how it went last night. And Radharani said, "I don't know, it just was in a flash of lightning. I didn't realize that anything happened. Then it got darker after the lightning of being with Krishna." And then they would joke around together and she would increase Radharani's moods in the morning. In another way, she assists, but she's not as close. So the mood of Lalita is always favorable to the highest extent to the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And she always, 24 hours, tries to please them. She engages in millions upon millions of endeavors to please them. And when Radha and Krishna meet and engage in their amorous pastimes, she wipes away the droplets of perspiration on their lotus feet. That means she's engaged in any way that she can be. There's two types of services in Madhurya Ras. One is the mood of the Manjaris, and one is the mood of the Sakis. Granted, the Manjaris are also Sakis, but they're a special kind of Sakis. There's four kinds of Sakis. Priyanarm Sakis, Priya Sakis, Pran Sakis, and Plain Sakis. I'm sorry? Nichisakis. Nichisakis and Pran Sakis. There's also Plain Sakis, but that's within the other group. Dhanista is an example of a Plain Saki. She's also in Madhurya Ras, but she's on the side of Krishna. In other words, she lives in Mother Yasoda's area, and she helps Radha and Krishna's pastimes, but with some inclination towards Krishna because she lives with Mother Yasoda. And then the Nichisakis are Manjaris, but the Pransakis, like Rupa Manjari, are the head of all the Nitya Manjaris, and they're still more intimate. Sakis like Lalita are Pran Prasthasakis. They also have their direct relationship with Krishna, meeting him privately, but they have a special inclination towards assisting with Radharani's meeting. They like that better. So Lalita always serves in the mood of a Saki, not a Manjari. And one of her qualities is that she has a controlling nature. She can command both Radha and Krishna, but at the same time she's friendly disposed towards both of them. She's always, and she's Radharani's constant companion. She's very beautiful and very sweet, but at the same time sober and composed. Her heart is so sweet that it attracts the hearts of all others. And at the same time she's Pragalbha, which means that she can speak harsh words in an arrogant mood and thus control Radha and Krishna. So now we'll sing verse 2 together. Rata Shuddha Firana Mandala Kanti Danda Vaktra Sriyam Chikita Chara Chamura Netram Radha Pustavana Vidana Kala Prasidam Devim Gunai Suralitam Malitam. I offer pranam to Sri Lalita Devi, whose beautiful face mocks the brilliance of a full moon, whose eyes are ever restless like those of a startled doe, and who is famous for her extraordinary expertise in the art of dressing Srimati Radhika. Every morning she dresses Radhika, and she guides others, the other sakis, to also. She's the leader. And she's a treasure house of all unlimited feminine qualities. So then Gurudev explains further. She's so beautiful that her beauty surpasses the combined beauty of millions of moons. Her eyes are said to be restless, so restless that they can defeat the restlessness of a female deer. You know a female deer? Her specific quality is that she's very expert in applying makeup on Srimati Radhika, and especially arranging Radharani's hair and braids. Although all the eight sakis are very expert and famous in Radharani's bodily decorations and applying makeup, Lalita is the most expert. She's Radharani's first expansion. Even among her and Vishakha, she's the most proficient. Gurudev refers to the pastime of her decorating Radharani in Govindalilamrita, written by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and Krishna Bhavanamrita, written by Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur. Those who want to serve, Gurudeva is saying, those who want to serve Radharani as a Manjari should seriously take help from these two books, as they describe the services. And then they meditate on those pastimes while they're engaged in their own services. So with reference to the above verse, Lalita and the other Sakis tell Radhika, when you go out to meet with Krishna, this is how you should behave with him. They want Krishna to be totally under the spell of Radharani. Like they say, don't be too easy. Maintain your mind, your jealous, sulky anger. Otherwise, Krishna will take you too cheaply. He'll think you're too easy, and I'll go to another sakhi. Then, while they're applying in the morning, when they bathe Radharani, they massage her, bathe her, apply tilak and all the unguents, dress her, ornament her. While they're talking, while they're applying their kajal, black eyeliner, they're always using that thing that they're doing to remind Radharani of any of her pastimes with Krishna. For example, once, they're reminding her, once, when she went out to meet with Krishna, she forgot to put kajal on one of her eyes. So Krishna himself put it on when she arrived. So similar pastimes are brought to the attention of Radharani at the time of putting on her makeup. And in that way, her mood of bringing pleasure to Krishna is enhanced. When the gopis put on the tilak on her forehead, they recite the Kama Yantra. That means that they're saying that this tilak design will entrap Krishna and bring him totally under control. So in this way, they're enhancing her mood of service to Krishna, Radharani's mood. So all these pastimes are arranged by Lalita, and therefore she's described as the fountainhead of all varieties of wonderful qualities. Let's read the next verse together. Lasyo lasad, get it? Lasyo lasad bujagasat chupatat chitra patam sukam badanakam shulikam chitambi goro chanar chivi harvana gori mana devi gunai sulalitam lalitam. I offer pranam to Sri Lalita Devi, whose body is adorned with a splendid sari, as brilliant as the multicolored tail of a peacock. Multicolored tail feathers. Whose breast is covered by an exceedingly attractive blouse called a kanchuli, and whose hair part is decorated with shimmering red vermilion, and who wears various necklaces and other ornaments. Her golden complexion is compared with Karochana. At a certain constellation, when the rain comes, and that particular constellation, it makes a cow's hoof get this brilliant yellow substance on it. And that's used also for unguents, makeup. So her complexion is like that. So in this verse, it says that her dress resembles a peacock. At the beginning of the rainy season, the peacock becomes very happy. And at that time, he dances very brilliantly. And he spreads his wings and his tail. So she's, her ornamentation and her sari looks just like that dancing peacock, showing his happiness by spreading his wings. All of her sari and all of her ornaments brilliantly glitter. So let's do the next verse together. Dorte Purjandra Tanaye Tanashustavanya Madakshana Vakalambhila Vivaya Hidam Shunamitani Sikshamana. Sorry, Sikshayanti Devin Gunai Sarayutam Lalitam. I offer pranam to Sri Lalita Devi, the charming treasure house of all good qualities, who instructs Srimati Radhika in this way. O Radhe, listen to my good instructions, which are favorable for you. Rajendranandan is very, very tricky, very crafty. Don't display your gentle mood of submission to him. Instead, always be contrary. So now that's the 5-minute bell. I'm just going to take a minute to show you the books that you'll be distributing tomorrow. Very, very beautiful books. Sri Dhamma, all in Hindi. Sri Dhamma Dharastakam, the beautiful story of Mother Yasoda binding Krishna with lots of gorgeous philosophy. Vaishnava Siddhanta Mala, and Secrets of the Undiscovered Self, which is I can't read it. I don't know the second two words. It's Chipe Rahasya. Atmake. Yeah, Atmake.
Atmake
Chipe Rahasya. That means Secrets of the Undiscovered Self. And we have 1,000 of those. And less, so these you'll mostly be distributing. Again, if they want to give a donation, fine. If not, no problem. And when you see groups, just give it to a few people in each group because they can share together. And this is very beautiful. This is Sri Chamatkar Chandrika, 4 beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And Sri Prem Samput, when Krishna comes disguised as a demigoddess in order to hear from Radharani about her loving moods. So Shonika Prabhu, I think, is taking out a party with a cart with Gornatai, and any of you can do kirtan with him and distribute books, and some of you can stay in the temple and do the Parikrama Marg right out there. And all the books are in my room, so you can come and get as many as you want from there. But please keep a record of how much you're distributing. And if anybody gives a donation, please keep a record of that. And are there any questions about the distribution of the books? So we're going to Mathura tomorrow morning to do bhajans and hear Gurudev's class, and then we'll be coming back for the festival here during the day. In the evening, again, class on Srimati Radhika, and distributing prasadam and books and kind, loving hospitality to all the guests. Any questions? And you can see Shonika Prabhu if you'd like to join up with him. Okay, Gaur Premanandu, you want to say anything? Hari Hari Bol. Srila Gurudev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Lalita Devi ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Gaur Premanandu, Hari Hari Bol.
Who's leading today? Shakshi Gopal? Name.
Brahmacharya.